Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. We have done it. We have hit the 70% mark, and so now, with 70% of adult New Yorkers vaccinated with at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine, here's 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Chuck.
For so many of us, the pandemic has affected us physically, emotionally, economically. Now, maybe finally, we can put the pandemic in the rearview mirror. I spoke with Gerard here in Midtown.
Well, I'm a pharmacist, so I still continue to wear my mask at work every day. At the beginning, it was like a couple of weeks, then it was a month, and then it just kept dragging on and on and on. And I mean, once they came out with the studies that, like, the vaccines were effective, I guess we eventually knew that there was light at the end of the tunnel. I didn't think it would take 15 months, that's for sure, but I'm glad the day seems like it's finally here.
Now, in true New York fashion, this woman told me,
almost over now with the vaccine and everything. Almost everybody's getting vaccinated. Let's get back to normal.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in Midtown.
1010 Winds has learned that there will be coordinated firework shows throughout the state to mark that magic number. An emergency community meeting is being held on Washington Square Park. That happens tomorrow night. A curfew was issued a week ago because of crowds of hundreds of thousands partying there instead of in the still-closed clubs. But some have pushed back against the park's 10 p.m. closing time. Over the weekend, there were some 23 arrests, and then the park stayed open all night Sunday into Monday. NYPD Commissioner Dermot Che on New York One this morning.
I view this as a little different from just about the park. It's about, too, in my view, normalizing, abhorrent behavior. And whether it's in a park or anywhere else, ultimately, it's going to have to be dealt with.
Well, Mayor de Blasio has said the NYPD and Parks Department are trying to reset the balance properly in a way that involves communication and not conflict. Tomorrow's community meeting, by the way, at Our Lady of Pompeii Church, 25 Carmine Street at Bleecker. It gets underway at 6 o'clock in the evening. Were NYPD cops served poisonous milkshakes at Shake Shack? Well, no. There was an accusation against 28-year-old Marcus Gilliam, the manager of the Fulton Center Shake Shack. He says he was grilled for hours after some police unions claimed on social media that three cops got milkshakes dosed with bleach back in June of last year. Then the NYPD stepped in, saying the burger restaurant had done nothing wrong. Gilliam has now filed a federal defamation lawsuit. To New Jersey now, where dive teams and local rescue crews are resuming a search of Dater's Pond in Mahwah. They're searching for a 24-year-old man who fell off his paddleboard last night, never resurfaced. Police say his brother was with him at the time. He was able to make it out safely. The New York Lottery making news today. They have paused prize payments because of an internal computer system malfunction. The lottery says it's working to reestablish the system. Officials say all wages have been recorded, and those with tickets less than $600 purchased on or before Saturday can be paid at a retailer. But everybody else with a winning ticket will be able to redeem them once the system is fully recovered. Going back to the office, back to parties, we are wearing makeup again. And today in Congress, the No PFAS in Cosmetics Act is being introduced. A new study finds the toxic substances are in 52% of the more than 230 makeup products purchased in the U.S. Some of the higher levels were found in foundation, waterproof mascara, long-lasting lipstick. The most common PFAS is the ingredient found in Teflon. Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who's co-backing the bill, says Americans should be able to trust the products they are applying to their hair or skin are safe. The order in which ovarian cancer patients get their treatments could make a big difference in their survival. Here's Elise Preston.
Researchers at New York University believe there is a better way to treat aggressive forms of ovarian cancer. Doctors say survival is better if the cancer is removed during surgery before a patient undergoes chemotherapy. This research reverses the order most commonly used to treat ovarian cancer.
If you are looking to adopt a rescue dog, this could make it tougher. The CDC is temporarily suspending the imports of dogs from more than 100 countries. It seems in those countries, rabies is spreading among the pooches. The decision will also affect dog breeders and any puppies or emotional support dogs coming to the U.S. from a high-risk country. The problem is, if dogs are coming from those countries and have not been vaccinated, they could spread rabies here. The list of countries is on the CDC website. The suspension expected to last a year.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.